This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew, thank you. Subject, he said it was a break, not a breakup. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was in a relationship for 7 years with a man that sent mixed signals. I chose to leave the relationship and I don't think that he cares. He told a mutual friend that we broke up a lot and got back together. I thought we were taking breaks, not breaking up. He would tell me that he needed some time to himself and I would give him a week or two to go back to his own home and take care of his personal affairs without me. He told our mutual friend about the times he went on vacation without me and he met lots of beautiful ladies overseas. He told our friend that he considered marrying one of the ladies he met in Colombia, but she didn't want to move to the U.S. When I asked my boyfriend about everything I had heard, he did not deny any of it and said he was relieved that everything was out in the open. He gave me a pep talk about being a sweet and caring woman and how I deserve someone better than him. He apologized for wasting my time and he said he would do better if I decided to stay with him or I could choose myself and leave him for good. I was stunned by his quote, take it or leave it attitude about our relationship. I gave the best years of my life to him and now I'm past the age of having babies. So if I start over with someone new, the man would have to accept the fact that I cannot have children. Part of me wants to make lemonade out of lemons and stay with this man. And another part of me is saying I can do better. But can I really? My single friends say that dating is harder than it's ever been. This man actually considered marrying another woman while we were on a break. So can he be trusted to straighten up and be the man that I need? What should I do here? Well, I got to tell you that this is one of the first letters that I can say right from the start. Leave him. Leave him.
Oh, everything. That ain't the first time you've said that, newsflash. Just wanted to say that.
First time I've said it this early, okay? Everything you said is true and everything you said is real in this letter. You got to stop trying to make it into something else. It's not. He's never been for you and he was only with you when it was convenient for him. 7 years in this relationship, you left and he didn't even care. Those weren't mixed signals he was sending you. It was the truth. You just chose to ignore all the red flags. He never once denied anything you accused him of, and he expressed relief that everything is out in the open now. So it should be crystal clear to you, no more mixed signals, now that he definitely doesn't give a darn. He doesn't. He apologized for wasting your time and basically said that you should choose yourself and not him. So stop right there. You cannot make lemons out of this lemonade mess he's given you. You gave him 7 years. That is enough. Now that you know the real, please don't think that you can, you know, that you can't do better. You can do better. And all of this, just leave his trifling butt. Steve?
Well, this letter right here is actually mistitled. Mm-hmm. Because the title of the letter is, he said it was a break, not a breakup. No, you said it was a break. He broke up.
Yeah.
Because it says this all the way through the letter. Now, I want to point out something. You were in this relationship for 7 years with a man that sent mixed signals. For 7 years? How did it take you 7 years of mixed signals before you got the signal? I don't understand, ma'am. Ladies, if you're getting constant mixed signals from a guy, what should that tell you? I mean, he told a mutual friend that we broke up a lot and got back together. I thought we were taking breaks. How many times have I said on this show that men don't do on and off again relationships?
A million times.
Ladies.
Million.
We do not do on again, off again. You can, but we don't. When you go off and you say we off again, we go get on with somebody else. Men don't need breaks from sex.
It's what you
we do, need right? Breaks from drama. And when we get the break from drama, we go fix the drama with some sex. I don't know how sex is the healer.
You've said it a million times. You have.
It's whatever you need. It's the Advil. It's the Tylenol. It's the Dayquil and NyQuil. It's Sudafed. It's ibuprofen. It's everything.
Your favorite. Penicillin. It's your favorite.
And it's penicillin. They don't even have that no more.
No.
It's all of that. That's what it is. So when you're doing talking about we on again, off again, he off with you so he can be on somewhere else. He would tell me that he needed some time to himself, and I would give him a week or two, go back to his own home and take care of some personal affairs without me. What are you talking about?
Who does that?
He need to leave you at home, go down there and sign the insurance papers. Mm-hmm. He need to leave you at home, go down there and meet the tax consultant. He told a mutual friend about the times he went on vacation without me and he met lots of beautiful women overseas. He told our friend that he considered marrying one of these ladies he met in Colombia, but she didn't want to move to the U.S. And then I asked him about everything I heard. He didn't deny any of it and said he was relieved that everything was out in the open. You know why he was relieved that everything was in the open? So you could finally read the mixed signals that he was sending you. He was sending you the mixed signals and you wasn't getting the message. You thought it was Morse code.
Hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour, Steve. The today's Strawberry Letter subject, he said it was a break, not a breakup. We'll get back into it right after this.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, he said it was a break, not a breakup.
He said it was a break and not a breakup is the wrong title of this letter, because he told you, you thought it was a break. But for him, it was on again, off again. And I've told y'all, men don't do on again, off again. Mm-hmm. We off with you, but we get off with you and go on with somebody else, because we need somebody else to heal us. The healing power of ibuprofen, the healing power of NyQuil, DayQuil, Advil PM, Sudafed. And like Shirley said, my favorite, penicillin. Ain't nothing like it. Because when I was growing up, penicillin could fix anything. It don't do nothing no more. Nothing. They got stuff now you can't even do. You ain't hear. Everybody, the whole COVID thing, nobody said nothing about no penicillin. I was looking for it. So why don't you just break out the penicillin? Because it works for everything
else. Everything else.
Yeah, we got COVID. Why ain't nobody drinking castor oil? What the hell going on? Because it didn't elevate it. Now, he done told your mutual friends while he was off, and you thought he needed time to go back to his hometown and get some business taken care of. He don't need no time to go take care of no business. We got emails. You can do everything over the phone now. You DocuSign and all this here. Then he told about the time he went on vacation without me and met lots of beautiful women overseas. He told our friend he considered married one of the ladies he met in Colombia, but she didn't want to move to the U.S. Colombia got some beautiful women, but let me highly recommend that you don't get no woman from Colombia. I can't go to Colombia because I never set foot in Colombia again. After I said the wrong name, they've been looking for me ever since. So clearly, I don't care how beautiful you are, we're not going to be in Colombia. Let's just stop this right here. Don't let that beauty fool you down there. It's extravagant beauty, but don't go down there. And please, if you go down there, don't mention my name.
Don't tell them they know you.
When I asked my boyfriend about everything I heard, he didn't deny any of it. And he said he was relieved that everything was in the open. You know why he was relieved? Because you are finally getting the message he was sending to you with the mixed signals. Right. Ladies, mixed signals are what we give to you as hints. Mixed signals is what we give to you as hints.
That part.
Because one day we'll be able to say,
I told you. Yeah.
Or I never told you. If he's never told you he wants to get married to you, if he said to you, I'd like to one day get married,
But he don't say to you, that's a mixed signal.
Mixed signal. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
If he said to you, I want to fall in love with someone, but he ain't never told you he in love with you, that's a hint. So all through this thing, he been dropping my hint. Then he apologized. Then he said, he gave me a pep talk about being sweet and caring woman and how I deserve somebody better than him. And he apologized for wasting my time. He said he would do better if I decided to stay with him or I could choose myself and leave him for good. Another mixed signal line. Guess what he said? He said that he would do better. But see, better than what? See, when the man say, I'll do better what? No, you either go straighten up and do right. Don't give me this, I'm going to do better. Mm-hmm. You going to change how? You don't need to do better. You need a change. He never gave you that. He said, I do. If you decided to stay with him or choose myself and leave him for good, another mixed signal. I can do what you are out to do. I was stunned by his take it or leave it attitude about our relationship. I gave him the best years of my life to him. And now I'm past the age of having babies. So if I start up with somebody new, the man would have to accept that I cannot have children. Okay. Oh, okay.
What, Steve?
Okay. Oh, so that can't be your problem.
Right.
See, now you're creating a scenario in your head to justify staying with him. Because mm-hmm. if I get with somebody else and I'm with you, you can't have kids with him. Mm-hmm. So what difference do it make? Yeah. You're not finna have no more kids. Part of me wants to make lemonade out of lemons.
What?
How? Shirley said it best. How? And stay with this man. And another part of me is saying, I can do better. Okay, but can I really? Well, let me ask you a question. Can I really? What? You don't think this is worse?
For 7 years?
Can I do better than this worse mixed signal, go nowhere relationship I'm in? Can I do better? But can I really? My single friends say that the dating is harder than it's ever been. Yeah, it might be. That's true. This man actually considered marrying another woman why we won't break. So can he be trusted to straighten up and be the man that I need? What should I do here? He gonna find somebody else too. Cause when he says I'm gonna do better, you know what? He might be telling you I'm gonna do better at cheating.
Mm. Mm. All right.
Next time I cheat, I'm not gonna tell no mutual friends, and then they'll never tell you, and then we'll keep these mixed signals going. Girl, leave him. What's the matter with you?
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.